So we're going to move on into rethinking and revisiting qualifying distributions. And really, this is going to be, you covered the two parts of Chapter 42, and now we're going to cover two more sections of Chapter 42. We're going to go into 4940, which is the excise tax that they all have to pay, whether they like it or not. But we have good news. In December, when you think Congress isn't doing anything, yeah, they are. We are down to we don't have to go through the exercise of, is it 1% or 2%?
It only took about 15 years.
But what are all the CPAs going to do with all their spare time of figuring out, are they paying 1% or 2% tax? It's now just 1.39%. Not 1.4, because you don't want to make it the same as college and universities. That would be way too simple, right? So we're just... have to be a little bit different, but we're going to talk about 4940, and then we're going to talk about 4942, which is, what is a qualifying distribution? Because just like with income tax, the hard part is not figuring out tax, it's what is subject to the tax, right? So that's what we're going to talk about. So we've already done the faculty interjections and the agenda. Now we're going to talk about our learning objectives. Talking about the excise tax and qualifying distributions. And there are some distributions that go out of a private foundation that are neither. There are some, sometimes... So what's an example of something that goes out of a private foundation that is not...
Shelley knows the answer to this. What's one
example? The 4940 income tax. Excise tax, sorry.
Right. Unless you're an operating foundation, right?
And then it is.
Yeah.
Because there's always an exception.
To the exception, because we're talking about taxes, right? So, but if you made a, what if a private foundation wanted to make a distribution to a non-functionally integrated Type 3 supporting organization? If you wanted to do something like that, where would that categorize? That would be charitable, right? But it's neither. You wouldn't take it. It's not an investment expense, right? But it's also not a qualifying distribution under 4942. You'd have to do expenditure responsibility. Feel free to do that, but you're also eroding your non-charitable use assets. You're taking money out of your asset pool, but you don't get the benefit of it being a qualifying distribution. So you feel free to do that, but you don't get the benefit of it being a qualifying distribution. It doesn't count towards that 5% payout. What we're talking about is, and there are some expenses that you get to make a choice as to, it could be either. It could be an investment expense. Like, think about your attorneys and your investment people that work at the foundation, people that work in accounting. You get to allocate expenses. And we're not saying that you can play fast and loose and this person fits in this category this year and that category that year, but you need to think carefully about how are your categories in your expenses. And sometimes it goes in, it could be either, and so you need to think carefully about it, and you need to be consistent about how you apply the rules, but there are choices to be made, and these are expenses that you need to be careful about.
All the tax advisors out there, you should not be making those decisions for your clients. So you should not say, well, let's just put them 50-50. That is a decision that the private foundation has to put thought into. They should have a consistent method of how they allocate expenses. They should weigh in on that process. But quite often, you'll just say, oh, we'll split it 60-40 or 50-50. We'll just throw something on there that makes sense while we prepare the tax return. So please don't do that.
But it is a good idea to document how that decision was arrived at and what is the thoughtful process. Because we're assuming there's a thoughtful process behind it, obviously. Yep. Okay. So what are we starting with? We're obviously going to start with the method of accounting. What kind of method of accounting can you use?
So you can use any method of accounting for your foundation, but you always will use cash accounting for your qualifying distribution. So you may be cash across the board, but you will certainly be cash for qualifying distributions. 4942 is always done in cash. 4940, the net investment income tax, is typically... done on the same method of accounting as your books and records. So if you're an accrual bookkeeper, you would calculate your tax under the accrual method, and then you'll calculate your qualifying distributions under the cash method, because we want all the fun.
Dividends are generally cash method because it follows the tax rules. You know, you don't recognize gain or loss on disposal of assets until you actually you know, dispose of the assets. But you know, every once in a while you're going to go into a client's situation and they're going to be of a certain age and they're going to ask the question, you know, what is income? And the correct response to that is going to be, as an accountant, what would you like it to be? Because, you know, because that's the right answer. Because accrual accounting is, it's accrual. It's a matching up of expenses and income over time with accrual, which is the reason when Congress passed these laws in 1969, they were tired of messing around with this. For qualifying distributions, how much cash went out the door? That's your number. It's cash.